Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Saldanha City Council voted Wednesday night to determine if the regularly scheduled City Council meetings should be moved to the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. Resolution 2021-021 was brought forth by council members Linda Hutchings and Pamela Parker. In introducing the resolution, council cited Municipal Code, which establishes that City Council will set regular meeting days and times by resolution. Councilwoman Linda Hutchings and Pamela Parker speak on the resolution.
We're pretty excited that we're going to have music in the park, and we feel like this is an opportunity for the council to participate and support all of our music that we've had to put off. And I think it's good for us to be out in the public so that people can get a chance to see just what we have to offer in our city.
It also, I think if we've got a beautiful sunny Wednesday and there's something very important before the council, I honestly think most people would choose to be out there listening to great music and the gorgeous sunshine by the river. And I just think it would really impede the public process if we're holding a government meeting on the same night as our largest community events in the summer. So that's why we were hoping moving it to another night would free up that opportunity so residents can attend both.
Councilman Justin Ruffridge.
I guess I'm going to be the curmudgeon of the group and just state that schedules in the summer are always hectic and busy. And there is always something going on. I personally see that we have plenty of times to go hear music in the park every other Wednesday, to be almost exact. I would think just keeping it this way rather than adjusting it and adjusting it back. As much as I enjoy music in the park, I'm not certain I support moving our meeting times.
Council was, however, evenly split on the decision, and Mayor Paul Whitney had to cast the deciding vote.
I guess I'll go with curmudgeon over there and say no.
So with four no votes and three yes votes, Resolution 2021-021 has failed, meaning the regularly scheduled Saldanha City Council meetings on the second and fourth Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m. will still be held. The U.S. Coast Guard is reminding mariners of a new law requiring recreational boats to use an engine cutoff switch and an associated cutoff switch link. The engine cutoff switch is an emergency device that shuts down the engine if the operator is ejected from the vessel or falls overboard. The law went into effect officially on April 1st of this year, requiring operators of all recreational vessels with an installed switch to use a cutoff switch link, which is usually a lanyard clipped onto the operator or their life jacket. The law applies to any boats less than 26 feet in length that generate more than 115 pounds of static thrust and were built beginning in January 2020. It also requires operators to use a link while navigating on plane or above displacement speed. Watchstanders in the Coast Guard Sector Juno Command Center responded to a Wednesday report of two people in the water after being ejected from a runaway skiff near Spoon Island. Troopers responded to a similar report last month where two men were ejected from a runaway skiff, resulting in one death. Engine cutoff switches prevent unnecessary accidents, injuries, and deaths caused by a recreational vessel operator being unexpectedly displaced from the helm, according to the Coast Guard. This includes situations where the operator is ejected from the vessel. The new requirements will improve safety for all recreational boaters by reducing the potential for propeller injuries from runaway boats whose operator was displaced from the helm and not using an engine cutoff switch. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.